I would like you all to join me in welcoming ASSA President Professor Deborah Terry, who will open the symposium.
Thank you very much, John. And before I start, can I acknowledge and celebrate the first Australians on whose traditional lands we meet and pay our respects collectively to the elders of the Ngunnawal people, both past and present. Delighted to welcome everybody to today's symposium, and I particularly acknowledge the conveners of the symposium, Professors Peter Saunders, Sheila Shaver and Susan Kippax. Also our invited guests and speakers, fellows, new fellows, ladies and gentlemen. Can I acknowledge our keynote speaker, Professor Lars Osberg, McCulloch Professor of Economics from Dalhousie University in Halifax, Canada. Welcome, Lars, and thank you for making the trip here to Australia. I'm sorry the weather's not much better, but if you'd come north to Brisbane, I can assure you it would have been slightly warmer than here in Canberra, where it's very wintry today. I also acknowledge the Honourable Andrew Lee, MP and Fellow of the Academy of Social Sciences in Australia. Delighted to have you here. And also Peter Harper, Deputy Statistician at the ABS, who will launch a new series of measuring economic wellbeing fact sheets today at the symposium. So today's symposium, as everyone's aware, is focused on the complex issues of how we can address the social impacts of economic inequality. It's a very important topic, and I congratulate the conveners for bringing together such a distinguished group of speakers today to address this issue. I hope we're going to have lots of conversation from the floor, and I'm very pleased to see that the day is going to traverse from the one hand from excellence in commentary and debate, which of course as fellows of the Academy and our other speakers, we are very good at doing, but making sure that we also look at the impact of what we do. And I think the promulgation and the launch of the fact sheets this morning will be a very important part of the symposium. So I hope that everybody enjoys it, and I will certainly look forward to listening to the speakers and listening to the debate. Thank you very much.
I'm Peter Saunders, and I'm chairing the first session. I just wanted to say a couple of words by way of introduction before we get going. The topic we chose, the title Levelling the Spirit, of course, is a play on words on the book by Wilkinson and Pickett, The Spirit Level, which has brought to prominence the issue of the social and other impacts of inequality. And I had thought when we were first devising the programme of asking Richard Wilkinson if he'd like to come and speak, but we decided not to and discovered about 2 weeks ago that he is in Australia at the moment. He is in fact in Canberra today, and he is speaking at a conference at the ANU today. When I contacted him about this astonishing observation, I asked him if he could fit time in to come and speak here, but although we've been trying over the last 2 weeks to find time for him to come and address us, he hasn't been able to fit us into his itinerary. So unfortunately, he's close by in spirit, but he won't be here in body. Anyway, we do have, as Debbie says, a very eminent list of speakers. We've rearranged the first two speakers in this session so that Andrew can get to another important engagement this morning, I think. And thanks very much to him and Lars for agreeing to that. We were keen not to get too bogged down in measurement issues, because the focus of the day is really on impact rather than measurement. But I have in my mind thought for a very long time it would be useful if the ABS could bring together in one place the vast range of information they have that relates to issues of well-being and inequality, because my observation was that people tended to know a lot about particular ABS statistics, but were unaware of what else was available. And I approached the statistician earlier this year with this idea, and through him made contact with Peter Harper. And it turned out that this was a meeting of like minds, because Peter himself had had a very similar idea for some time. And so we discussed the idea of the ABS putting together a series of short fact sheets that could be launched today. And over the last few months, a team at ABS has been working furiously to meet that deadline, and I've had some input. And I'm delighted to say that the fact sheets are available. I think you will have seen them outside. This is the first, I think, in a series. There'll be more to come. But I think it's a very fantastic initiative of ABS, and I think it'll be very useful, not only today, but in all kinds of forums where this important issue is discussed. So we're going to start with the formal launch of those fact sheets by Deputy Statistician Peter Harper, and I'll invite Peter to come up and launch the series. Peter.
Thank you, Peter, and I'd also like to extend my welcome to everybody here for this important symposium. Yeah, as Peter said, he approached the ABS some months ago in thinking about the preparation for this symposium to see whether we could produce some documents that would enable people to get a better grasp of the information that's available on things like household income inequality and other aspects of the economic resources available to households. And we thought that was a great idea, as Peter said, that was something that I'd had in the back of my mind anyway. I'd taken over responsibility for what we call population, labour and social statistics in the ABS about a year before that, and I was a bit confused as to all the various measures that we had in the ABS about household income and so on. And I thought that it would be great to do something like this, because if I was confused, then there was a pretty good chance that other people outside the ABS were going to be confused. A couple of observations. Firstly, the documents don't just relate to the ABS's statistics. There's a lot of very useful information about household economic well-being that are derived from other sources, including the HILDA survey. And we recognise those in the fact sheets. The second observation is that it's not just about inequality, the fact sheets. It takes a broader perspective of household economic well-being, but obviously inequality is a key element of the analysis of the circumstances of households from an economic perspective. There are five fact sheets. They're introductory in nature. They don't pretend to go through all the issues in great detail, but I do hope that they provide an overview to the information that is available, so that when people do go looking for the detail, they can be guided a bit better than might otherwise be the case. The other comments that I would like to make is that the ABS is very keen to continue to provide a range of information to enable people to look at the circumstances of households from an economic perspective. And I'd like to briefly mention three other initiatives that are happening at the moment that you might be interested in. The first is that in recent times the ABS has released the first set of official homelessness statistics for Australia based on the censuses, and we've produced estimates building on the 2006 and 2011 censuses, and they've become available, along with a rigorous definition of homelessness from a statistical perspective. And we'll also be continuing to expand the range of statistics that we produce on homelessness. The census is a very good vehicle for measuring some aspects of homelessness, but it's not perfect, and we need to supplement that with other sources of information. And there are some introductory guides to our homelessness statistics that are available on our website. The second thing that I'd like to mention is our Measures of Australia's Progress project. Measures of Australia's Progress has been around for about 10 years now. Its aim is to take a holistic view of progress of a nation, not just focusing on economic measures, but recognising that progress has environmental and social dimensions as well. We've gone through a very significant refresh of Measures of Australia's Progress. And that was based on extensive consultation with the Australian community about what progress means to them. And we've built the new version of Measures of Australia's Progress around the aspirations of the Australian community. And there are two that are particularly relevant to inequality. One is an aspiration around a fair go, and Australians aspire to a fair society that enables everyone to meet their needs. And then there is another aspiration around fair outcomes in the economic space. And this is Australians aspire to an economy that supports fair outcomes. Now, Measures of Australia's Progress is about providing information that can determine whether or not we're progressing against those aspirations. And on Thursday at 11:30 a.m, the ABS will be launching the refreshed version of Measures of Australia's Progress, which will pick up not only those two aspirations, but all the other aspirations that we gleaned from our consultation, and provide statistical information in order to understand whether Australia is progressing or regressing against those aspirations. So you may be interested in looking out for that. And the last thing that I'd like to mention is something called the Statistical Longitudinal Census Data Set. The ABS has linked 1 million records from the 2006 census with the 2011 census by matching up the same individuals, families and households, so that you can start taking a longitudinal perspective of the census information. It's only 5% of the population. That doesn't sound a lot, but when you talk about 1 million records, that sounds like an incredible amount compared to most of the other surveys that that are available to look at these sorts of things. And that will be launched in mid-December. And that will be available through a variety of access mechanisms. And I think that will be an extremely rich data source to complement something like HILDA, which is obviously a very good longitudinal survey over a long period of time, by providing another view of a particular pathways and transitions and how people's economic circumstances vary over time. I will leave it at that. But as I said, it is my pleasure to launch the ABS's Household Economic Wellbeing Fact Sheets today. Numbers are not an end in their own right. They are a means to an end. But by having a good understanding of the numbers and what they can offer and what their strengths and weaknesses are, you can obviously have a much more informed debate about the things that actually matter in terms of the policy dimension. So hopefully people will find these fact sheets useful. You've all got copies, I think, available to you in your packs, and they will be up on the ABS's website later on today for people to download and use how they still fit. So, wishing you all the best for the rest of your symposium today, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. Thanks.
Okay, just by way of the way we've organised the day, we're kind of starting with the economists, and we're ending with the economists, if John Altman will forgive me for including him in that group this afternoon. But in between, we will hear from a range of people from sociology, social policy, public health, and political science, talking about the impacts. And our hope is that when the economists come back this afternoon in that final session, they might have reflected, they might be able to reflect from an economic perspective on what they've heard in the previous two sessions. I should also say that the two economists we have starting us off this morning are ideal for the job, both of them technically very competent, but with a social conscience, and both of them have written extensively on the application of economics to social issues.